I'm speaking with the CEO of Rural Aid. It is a non-for-profit organisation, and it was established back in 2015 following the wonderful success of Buy a Bale. And it is now my pleasure to introduce to you the CEO of Rural Aid, John Walters. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rosemary, and morning to your many listeners.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. I know that when we sort of started to get this interview lined up, we were still in drought and things were looking terrible. But guess what? The rain can be as damaging as the drought. Tell us what Rural Aid is doing to help our farmers, please, John.
Oh, thank you very much, Rosemary. And isn't it wonderful to hear rain on the roof and to see those storm clouds brewing? And it's been a really, really hopeful few weeks in here in Queensland in particular. We've seen the two cyclones that have turned into low pressure systems, one that's sort of come down through the Gulf region and brought some really welcome and much needed rain to our farmers. And we've now got this one off the North Queensland coast, which is tracking down, and I think people are hopeful that it might come inland, and with it lots of rain and no damaging winds or other issues, but just welcome and much needed rain, because Queensland's still a very dry state at this point in time. We're still almost 70% drought declared. So while there's been some rain, there hasn't been the sort of rain required to see those drought declarations lifted up until this point. So people still looking skyward and with their fingers and toes tightly crossed.
John, we appreciate that if we can just push that rain to where we need it, and in fact some of our catchment areas are not getting the rain that they need to ensure that our water supply here in the towns is good. So we appreciate that the farmers will be doing it tough. But some of the wonderful things that Rural Aid was founded on, the principle of compassion, hope, reverence and determination. I mean, they're some of the things that our farmers live with every day. You know, they've got to have that determination and hope. So what do you people do to make that a whole lot better for them?
And so a great question, Rosemary. And look, I don't think there's a group of people in our society who are as optimistic as our farmers are. They are constantly challenged by Mother Nature. Things can go from being in devastating drought conditions to a flood, and there's that great saying or cliche that it takes a flood to break a drought. But either way, both of them represent hardship to our primary producers. So we hope when conditions do improve in Queensland, it is a much more gentle break to the season, and that they're able to get back on their feet and re-established as quickly as they can, rather than having to mop up after a really devastating flood. From a Rural Aid perspective, I guess we really try to do or provide assistance via the two programs that we have, and one's our disaster assistance program, and that's traditionally been getting hay to farmers, be it in a or be in the context of post a flood as feed for livestock. And that's what we've become very, very well known for, and the Buy a Bale campaign was incredibly successful and really helped raise the awareness of Rural Aid. The other side of the assistance that we provide under that disaster banner is just some financial help and support. And cash flow can be absolutely impacted, and doing very basic things can become a challenge if there's no income coming in. And that's a situation producers have found themselves in. So Rural Aid's able to assist with a direct payment into bank accounts to help our registered farmers with some of their costs. But we're also able to help with what we call a country card, which is basically a prepaid Visa card to the value of $500 that a farmer and his family can use to do the basic things that they need to do around town. And that can be as simple as buying a pair of school shoes. Mm. It can be as simple as getting a haircut. It can be paying the mechanic for some work that was done on a vehicle. Mm. And it's just an empowering form of assistance that also creates a little bit of much-needed cash flow back in that community. And that's really important as well, because it's not just the farming family that's impacted. It's all those retailers and those support services in a community that really feel the effects also. So if we can help get some dollars flowing, then it really helps on a number of levels.
Listeners, I'm speaking to the CEO of Rural Aid here in Queensland, John Walters, and John's just telling us a little bit about some of the things that Rural Aid does. John, just now, a farmer really needs to be registered with you, don't they?
They do, and that's the starting point for everything, is to take the basic steps. So what we do is we encourage people to jump onto the website and complete the registration process, which is pretty quick and simple. You basically just need to be able to prove to us that you're a primary producer. Mm-hmm. And primary producers have a property identification number that they have, and we ask them to share that with us. And if they can't do that, we would ask them to maybe speak to their accountant and have their accountant send us a very brief letter that just simply says that I can verify that person XYZ is a registered primary producer, and that allows us to have them on our books. And when we've got that relationship in place, that we can then go off and provide the help and support. I think it's just really important to have a registration process, and that way we know that the assistance that we're giving is going to those people who are in genuine need of that assistance, and we can just give our donors a little bit of comfort and confidence that when they make a donation to Rural Aid, that it does reach the people the people who really need it, and that's what we try to do. Good. And we really ask people to register in good times and bad, and probably even more so in the good times, so that you're pre-registered, you started a relationship with Rural Aid, and then when you do need that help, you can get it quickly, and you've already registered and able to be a part of it.
John, I think we might leave it at that at the moment, but I'm hoping that we might be able to speak again in a month or so when, A, hopefully the farmers have got some people to pick the fruit that they've grown, and B, some of this water has gone to where we need it to be. Because I know that Rural Aid is very interested in getting small towns on the map, and also there's some webinars that do occur, and I'd be inclined to think that if we can get some of our farmers to sign up to some of those, even some of our city folk, if they sign up to some of those, they might just learn a little bit more about farming life that they didn't know before they signed up. Are you happy with that?
Oh, look, Rosemary, I would really appreciate that opportunity, and it's all sort of rolls in under our second program, which is called Stronger Futures. So there I would love to be able to let you know the work that we're doing there to help individual families that stronger future, but also those communities as well.
Well, we'll talk a bit more offline during the week, and we'll set up some of those little chats, John. I think it'll be very worthwhile for all of us. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you for talking to us this morning. Thank you very much. Bye.